North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast.
On MSONewsSports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 17, 2020. It is St. Patrick's Day.
A Swampscott resident has tested preemptive positive for coronavirus, according to town officials. Julie Manganis writing in today's Salem News that it was the latest development in a quickly evolving public health emergency that has led to 8 confirmed cases in Essex County as of Monday. Statewide, there are now 197 confirmed cases, according to figures released from the Department of Public Health on Monday. The Swampscott Health Department announced the finding Monday afternoon. The result must be confirmed by the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, so it's not among the 8 cases that have been confirmed so far in Essex County.
On Monday, the Baker-Polito administration announced economic support for small businesses with a $10 million loan fund to provide financial relief to those who have been affected by the COVID-19 virus. The $10 million Small Business Recovery Loan Fund will provide emergency capital up to $75,000 to Massachusetts-based businesses impacted by COVID-19 with under 50 full and part-time employees, including nonprofits. Loans are immediately available to eligible businesses with no payments due for the first 6 months. Massachusetts Growth Capital Corporation has capitalized the fund and will administer it. You can complete the application found on MGC's website, empoweringsmallbusiness.org. Completed applications can be sent via email to mgcc@massgcc.com with the subject line 2020 Small Business Recovery Loan Fund. Much more on this at tartalk.com.
In Lynn, My Brother's Table is extending its hours Tuesday in response to the coronavirus pandemic, and its executive director, Diane Cuzia-Hills, is emphasizing that free meals are available to anyone, regardless of income status. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item of Lynn that My Brother's Table, which calls itself the largest soup kitchen on the North Shore, will begin to make free meals available by takeout only from 12 to 6 p.m., Monday to Friday, to anyone in need of a hot meal of corned beef and cabbage will be served for dinner on St. Patrick's Day. Weekend to-go meals will be served from 2 to 4:30 p.m. and will include a hot meal and a bagged breakfast. If people are not feeling well, they're encouraged to have a friend or neighbor pick up the meal for them. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item of Lynn.
Taylor Ann Bradford's writing in today's Gloucester Times, when staff opened the doors at 10 on Monday morning, all of the chairs at the Open Doors dining room in Gloucester were filled. The Open Door, located at 28 Emerson Avenue, just like the grocery stores throughout New England, has been working to meet the needs of its community as food flies off the shelves. Executive Director Julie LaFontaine is quoted as saying, "This situation really changes as we have seen hour by hour. A plan that we make has a shorter shelf life than most plans." For LaFontaine, the overall mood at the pantry has been solemn and cautious. Governor Charlie Baker on Sunday ordered all schools, bars, and dine-in restaurants to close for 3 weeks. As the community of Cape Ann rallies together to assist children who are out of school, workers who are unemployed, and the overall panicked public, senior leadership at the local food pantry have been meeting with team members throughout the day to figure out next steps. By Wednesday morning, the pantry will switch from its regular full-choice pantry shopping to handing out emergency bags. Each bag will contain milk, eggs, frozen meat choices, produce, and a loaf of bread. Food will be distributed from a tent that will be located in the front parking lot. Residents who work, need food, and are unable to pick up groceries during the Open Doors hours may email gethelp@foodpantry.org to arrange a food delivery by a volunteer. Those wishing to volunteer to pack bags or deliver meals may email helper@foodpantry.org. Much more on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Restaurants around the North Shore are facing their first true test from COVID-19 as, under order of Governor Charlie Baker, dining in and hitting the bar is now out of the question. Dustin Luca writing in today's Salem News that Baker issued an order on Sunday banning on-site consumption of food and alcohol at bars and restaurants across Massachusetts beginning today, as well as putting an end to gatherings of more than 25 people outside of grocery stores and pharmacies. On Monday, federal officials urged that gatherings be limited to no more than 10 people, although this suggestion has not been adopted in Massachusetts as of Monday evening.
In a story not related to the virus, the Associated Press is reporting that the federal government is extending three protective zones designed to help endangered whales until late March. The protective areas are intended to protect North Atlantic right whales from ship strikes, which can be fatal. Two of the zones are based on aerial surveys by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration that observed two separate aggregations of the whales, 31 nautical miles south of Nantucket and 47 nautical miles southeast of Nantucket. NOAA said those protective areas are in effect through March 27. Another protective area in effect through March 29 is based on the observation of right whales 18 nautical miles east of Boston. The whales were observed earlier in the month. Mariners are asked to route around the three areas or transit through them at 10 knots or less. There are only about 400 of the whales left in the world.
For the Irish out there, this may be the strangest St. Patrick's Day ever. But for all of you, happy St. Patrick's Day. This is North Shore Today, a North Shore news podcast produced by MSONewsSports.com. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us. Be safe, social distance, and happy St. Patrick's Day.